5 Days by Susan Mair. Read by Fenella Fudge. Fornique is a miraculous new natural product brought to you exclusively by Ma Natura. Made from the secretions of the Faunus freshwater snail, its transformative qualities are guaranteed to firm up aging skin with one single application. All your fine lines, wrinkles, and blemishes will completely vanish in only 5 days. Forget surgery. Apply Fornique now and count the days to a new you. Day 1. I'd practically skipped home from the looks bazaar. I was so excited. Stupid, I know. But when you're 48 and back on the dating carousel, age is definitely the enemy. I could still feel a prickle of shame at handing over a week's wages for such a tiny jar. But what the hell? It was cheaper than a facelift. Looking at my wrinkles in the bathroom mirror, I smiled. I did. I actually smiled at my crepey, blotchy, sagging reflection. Somewhere beneath the surface, beneath nature's vandalism, I could still see my younger 20-something face. In less than a week, that face was going to be back on top. Up yours, nature! I unscrewed the lid. Had a strange, evocative perfume. Not unpleasant and not synthetic, but difficult to pinpoint. It smelled of wetness and darkness and hollowness, like being inside a cave. The direction said to apply the face mask just before bedtime, using the enclosed applicator. And to leave it on the whole 5 days for it to fully work its magic. Genius in a jar. The gel was transparent and syrupy, yet also kind of firm and spongy, like it couldn't decide whether it was a liquid or a solid. Then again, it was bound to be unusual. Every pot contained 150 concentrated Faunus secretions. I slathered the snail snot over my face and neck, covering my lips and nudging it as close to my eyes as I dared. I used every last drop, wishing I had a bucket load more for the rest of my body. This stuff defied gravity. It didn't slide or drip or move at all. And it set fast, like jelly. As I lay back in bed, careful not to smear the pillow, I thought about how I'd almost missed the Faunus stall at the busy market today. Set back a little from the main route, I must have walked past at least twice without even noticing it was there. It was just sheer luck that the Fornique pot fell off the stall when it did and came rolling towards me. Day 2. I was at the mirror again, scrutinising my reflection. For about the millionth time. Pointless, really, as the face mask had turned an opaque grey, and I couldn't actually see my own skin beneath. I dabbed at it lightly with my finger. It felt a lot tighter now, almost like it was clinging on. And it had definitely got busy. My whole face was tingling with active stimulation, like space dust on the tongue. I decided there and then to accept Becky Akhtar's invitation to her stupid reunion, just to see the look on their haggy old faces. And there was no chance any of her clique would have got their hands on it. The guy on the stall, Lou, said that Fornique had only just come on the market. Lou wasn't the usual kind of person you'd expect to sell beauty products. I've seen many an Avon lady in my time, and none of them have ever had rectangular pupils. These novelty contact lenses. So much for the eyes being the window to the soul. He was wearing a headscarf, too, over what seemed to be two fat dreadlocks. Maybe it was a religious thing. Who knew? By contrast, his suit was impeccably dapper, really suave and stylish, and made of a brown pelt-like fabric that I'd felt an overwhelming urge to stroke while he was talking. I'd managed to resist. But boy, was it distracting. Apart from Fornique, the only other product on his stall was Fornes, a lotion also made from Fornus secretions. They were clearly onto something here with the snail stuff. I asked Lou about the difference between them, apart from the price. The Fornique gel was 5 times more expensive. He explained that when the snail sustains damage to its shell, it instantly secretes a restorative substance. When it's a slight crack, a small amount of low-potency fluid is produced to fix it. However, when the shell is thoroughly broken, which effectively kills the snail, it secretes in its death throes an abundance of highly concentrated fluid, which has unbelievably potent skin repair qualities. Lou offered me the choice. An affordable lotion, which would probably take up to 10 years off my appearance without any torturous snail death. Or a stupidly expensive gel containing the trauma-induced secretions of 150 crushed snails, guaranteed to firm up my skin and eradicate all wrinkles and age spots fast and forever. Why was he even asking? They're only mollusks. We eat meat, don't we? To me, it was a no-brainer. Day 3. When I woke up, I couldn't open my eyes. My eyelashes seemed meshed together. I touched them and could feel that the upper lashes were stuck to the gel on my lower lash line. Only the gel wasn't a gel anymore. It had dried and hardened like clay. Well, that wasn't on the information leaflet. I scratched and picked at it, thinking it would come away like a scab, but it wouldn't budge. I felt a yawn building up. That's when I realised I couldn't move my jaw either. With my eyes glued shut and my mouth stuck open, I reminded myself of a baby bird, all nest-bound and needy. I called Marie on speed dial. She could just about understand me, and yes, she could come over. What a discovery. I was a ventriloquist. "Wash it off," she said, for about the 5th time since she'd arrived. My sister was very no-nonsense. I shook my head again. "Give me one good reason." I braced myself, actually relieved that I couldn't see her, and showed her the receipt. Once she'd calmed down, she checked it for contact details. Nothing. She went online to look them up. Again, nothing. Not a single mention anywhere about a miracle gel that claims to eradicate every single wrinkle in only 5 days. And nothing about the company either. I let Marie guide me to the bathroom. It was clear after about 10 minutes of hot towels and scrubbing that the Fornique wasn't coming off. Deep inside me, a stubborn nugget of hope excreted gladness. Maybe this is what's meant to happen. Maybe the product is so new that the internet hasn't caught on yet. "Maybe you should go to hospital," said Marie, the voice of reason. "Imagine if you'd slept with your mouth closed." Until they knew more about the face mask, the doctors were keeping me in an isolated tropical diseases unit. Bit over the top, I thought, but at least I could see again. They'd snipped through my eyelashes. I hadn't applied any Fornique to my upper eyelid, so I could blink too. Bonus. In the evening, just to be on the safe side, they gave me a plastic insert to keep my mouth open and coated my eyelids with a barrier film. Tomorrow they would get the test results back and then they'd work out how best to remove the Fornique. As I drifted off, I could feel the face mask working on my skin. A hot, itching, almost effervescent feeling, while on the surface it was cool, rough and inert, the lava beneath the crust. My tears slid over it, pointlessly. Day 4. Marie was waiting for me when I woke up from the anaesthetic. It took me a moment to come round. I touched my face. It was smooth now and hard, like slate. She said they hadn't been able to remove it. The fornique had fused with the muscle tissue attached to my skull. Marie looked grim as she passed me a mirror. I gasped for air. The fornique had darkened even more to a matte gunmetal grey, threaded through with veins of copper brown. The beauty of it was lost on me. Then she held up a picture of a snail. It was a faunus, and its shell was identical to what was on my face. I couldn't even begin to consider it. I felt a tremor in my arms. When I looked down, my whole body was shaking. I heard a constricted howling scream and saw Marie lunge at the emergency button. Then I realised the screaming was coming from me. The sedative made me feel hazy and distant, but I could still tell what everyone was saying. The police had made extensive inquiries, but not one single trader had seen either Lou or his stall. They'd all said that the place I'd described was just piled with empty boxes and had a goat milling about amongst them. Apparently, stallholders often brought animals to the market. They attracted custom, so no one had thought it the least bit unusual. Day 5. It must have been the smell that woke me. Dank, damp, subterranean. So strong, I felt flooded with it. I reached up to touch my nostrils. My fingers found only a smooth, hard curve. Then both hands were fumbling, searching for any recognisable feature. But the fornique had grown into a solid, rounded shell over my mouth and eyes, covering my entire face. My heart clenched. I felt for the edges. Oh, God, no! The fornique had spread over my hairline, down my neck and throat. A swell of panic charged through me. Get out! Get out! I clawed at it, pulling and scratching, thrashing, kicking. Suddenly, pinned down, my arm gripped, punctured. Seconds later, a flat numbness packed up my skull like polystyrene. Someone touched my hand. Marie? Evelyn, I am Dr. Monroe. I am monitoring your situation. You're absorbing oxygen through the shell, so you're still breathing as such. But this becomes difficult when you're distressed. Do try to remain calm. There was a knock at the door. One moment, please. I heard her walk away and talk to someone, but their liquid voices bled into one another. I caught odd phrases. Harness it. Military applications. Unlimited funding. The doctor returned. Evelyn, this morning we made a small crack in the carapace, which produced a substance that was able to heal the fracture within minutes. In order to make you better, we need to look at what this substance is beneath the shell. If you agree with this, please raise your hand. I hesitated, wondering if Marie was still here. Evelyn, do you understand? I raised my right hand. Good. Thank you for your permission. What? I didn't. We have a government advisor here who has promised you will receive the very best treatment available, plus any additional cosmetic procedure you want. Really, absolutely anything. Completely free of charge. Facelift, stem cell therapy, anything. To help you with your recovery. I couldn't think. My mind was sludge. Where was Marie? I waved my hand and mimed writing. If they'd just bring me a pen and some paper. Yes, of course, Evelyn, don't worry. Your sister can sign all the documents for you. We will begin pre-op immediately. Someone was holding my left hand, rubbing it gently. Then a firm press. I reacted to the pain without actually feeling it. A cannula.
Evelyn, nice and still for me, please. My name's Lou. Your niece that is for today. You might remember me.
His voice, close to my ear.
And between you and me, I overheard Dr. Munro say they won't stop until the whole shell is thoroughly broken. So don't you fret. Soon it'll all be over. Count backward with me, please. 8, 7, 6.